Sometimes you have to be a high-riding bitch to survive. Sometimes being a bitch is all a woman has to hang on to.
For more pearls of wisdom from the film Dolores Claiborne, tune into Earhammer with Ramel Wood every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Dolores Claiborne Minute, where I recap 1 minute from the film every week, exclusively on Radio Free Brooklyn.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and I'm Joey Gay, stand-up comic and voice of cartoon frogs.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head.
Hey, it's Mike Doty. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Come in.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, it's Colby.
You have a nasty habit of surviving.
Well, you know what they say about the fittest?
All right, yeah! That's right. It is me, your host, Colby Smith, here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Young Persons Radio. This is my show. Welcome, welcome, one and all. No music today. No music to start off the show other than that little clip you just heard. Why? Because we have our first musical guest. That's him laughing in the background, which I'm sure you heard. Matt DeCaro is here. He's going to join us a little later on. He has a new album out called Mostly Sad, Kind of Funny, which is available on mattdecaro.bandcamp.com. We're going to talk all about that later on in the show. First of all, I want to remind you that this is Young Persons Radio, the only show where you are cooler than the host, you the listener. Is cooler than the host, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. But first, I want to tell you that the phone number is 718-682-7322 if you want to call in, and I would encourage you to do so. I would encourage you to call into this program. We will take your call live on the air, and it will be a blast. 718-682-7322. We had a little hiccup with the phones last week. We tested things out. Things are working great today. So if you want to give us a call, please do. I hope that you do. In fact, it looks like we've got a call already. I'm gonna patch you in. This is a 411. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? It's me, your guest.
Oh my god! Great. Now we're going to. Now we've created what I'm sure is an endless audio loop. Matt is chomping at the bit to get on the mic. He can't stand that I'm the only one. Is it chomping or champing?
Both.
Okay. All right. I don't even know why I bothered to turn your mic on. You're coming in just fine on mine. We got another caller, though. Let's go ahead and get him in. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hey, Colby, first time caller, last time, first time listener.
Oh, I know this guy. Is this Tim Keck?
Yeah. Hell yeah, it's Tim Keck. Good morning, everybody.
Tim, good morning. Welcome to you are batting 1,000. You have called into every episode, and I love it.
And I will, especially if this is the last one.
No, it's we got this slot till May, baby.
Okay, well, then we're going to be taking some more chances with me calling it.
That's right. Tim, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing all right.
Anything else?
I'm at work again.
Oh, you're working? Okay, cool. Yeah. This is a...
I'm always at work. This is what gets me through the day.
No, well, I'm glad. I'm glad that I could be a part of your morning. Matt, you're not on the...
Yeah, I've been... been working and watching Making a Murderer.
Oh,
I think
nice.
Stephen Avery did it.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. I know
oh,
that.
Oh,
I
just ruined it for you.
I know that everybody who listens to this show is like, where does Kolb get his cultural knowledge from? This guy must just be consuming constantly the culture. But I really don't. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen Making a Murderer yet. And I won't see it because, see, this is the thing with these Netflix shows. It's like, sure, you get to watch them all at once, but like people talk about them a lot for like 3 weeks, and then you never hear about them again. I guess Stranger Things was benefited by that boost of like the Halloween thing, so it like came, it lasted a little bit longer. But on the whole, I feel like they just kind of come and go.
Stranger Things also had little kids that were just easy fodder for talk shows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, people love little kids. But the acting in that show is amazing.
Was it?
I don't know. I haven't seen that either. I'm not consuming culture enough.
Where do you get your culture from, then?
I'm exclusively watching South Park. That's the only show I'm watching. And I haven't seen... Oh, yeah, Matt just gave me a say. We're going to have to talk about that a little bit later. But I haven't seen the finale, this week's finale yet. So, again, I'm behind on that, too. Tim, did you just call up to expose how out of touch I am? Because I can do that myself.
I thought that was the purpose of the show. I just called up because that's kind of what I thought you wanted us to do.
No, I do. I do.
You gave out the number.
Tim, I don't want you to think I don't appreciate it.
You didn't say only call in with something interesting.
Well, listen,
please call in.
Well, presumably, you know, we're going to talk about stuff, and that would prompt people to call in. But I mean, I'm fine if everybody listening wants to just call in and say, "Hey, de-ho, neighbor," that would be fine with me. That's filling the hour, baby.
As soon as you give out the number, I'm dialing it.
That's good. Good. I'm glad.
As soon as I hear the number, I am calling it.
Well, Tim, I'd love to just talk to you all morning, but we got a lot of show to get to. But sincerely, thanks for calling, buddy.
Okay, another morning, then.
Yes, please. Please keep calling.
Please.
Bye, Colby. Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, this is the first week that I'm getting to, there's a drop button on this call system, and it's very satisfying to push it. even though we like politely said goodbye and hung up, it's still very gratifying to be like, yeah, I'm dumping this baby. But listen, what's happened? What's going on with me? What's that? That's why we're all here, right? What's going on with Kolb? You know, I mentioned earlier, this is the only show where you're guaranteed, you the listener is guaranteed to be cooler than the host. And what have I been doing a lot of lately? Listening to who? Elvis. I've been listening to a lot of Elvis, and I can't really explain why. I mean, maybe it's like a Christmassy thing because you got Blue Christmas. Maybe that's what's getting me in the spirit. But I don't know. I've been listening to all this Elvis. Or we might hear a little bit. We might hear a little bit from Elvis later in the show. Don't want to spoil anything, but I watched this documentary about Elvis. I mean, it was kind of a documentary. It was called This Is Elvis, and it came out in the early 80s. And it's like mostly like existing footage or like home movies that he took. So there aren't any talking heads, really, which is a little disappointing because that's the best part of documentaries is the guys against like a black background, just like gabbing about stuff that they know about. There's like the CNN, the 60s. 60s does that real well. But this was just like, there was no real narrative to it other than like the existing one about Elvis's life. So it was, I didn't learn a whole lot except for the fact, and maybe I should have known this because it's like out there as like a joke about Elvis already. Elvis loved karate. Especially like in the 70s when he was like back on the road, he would just be like, he just like loved karate. But and like that's a thing that's out. What I didn't know is that Elvis would make his bodyguards practice with him. So there's like a big chunk of this movie. There are several scenes where Elvis is like just like wailing on his bodyguards. And they're clearly, you know, like they're his bodyguards. They're letting him win. You got to let the king win. I would recommend everybody check that out. But the best part of this movie is, like, I also didn't realize that, like, for, a sizable chunk of Elvis's, like, middle career before he went into the army, he was, like, just a movie star who, like, happened to sing in his movies. He wasn't, like, He was like a recording artist the way we think of it now. He was just like a movie star, and would there would be like big dance numbers in his movies. And there's one movie that they played an extended clip from called Loving You. It came, I think it's from like the late 50s maybe, but in it he plays like a country western star who's like getting big and who's he's like getting ready to like break out of his hometown. And so he's like out to dinner with his manager, and this like there's like this big crew of like teens sitting at the booth next to him. And the one guy comes over and he's like, "Hey man, I heard your song on the radio. My girlfriend loves it. Why don't you sing a little bit for her?" And he's just like, "Nah, man, like I'm out with my, I don't want to do that right now." And the guy's like, "Oh, come on. What are you, chicken?" He literally says, "What are you, chicken?" And so this prompts Elvis, who would deign to be called a chicken, to go over to this guy, and then he sings this like 3-minute song. He sings this whole song. This guy, and this guy's girlfriend is swooning. And then, unprompted, Elvis goes, "How'd you like that, chief?" And then punches the guy in the face. And then he's got this guy like bent over the booth table, and he's just like wailing on him, like punch after. It's the most shocking explosion of violence I've seen since There Will Be Blood. Like, that is the only thing that I can think of that surprised me as much as Elvis beating the tar out of this dude who he already beat. Like, by singing the song, and his, that guy, like, he already beat the guy, but that's not enough. He has to literally beat him into a pulp. I cannot recommend this movie highly enough. It was incredible. It was incredible. But, you know, we got a bona fide singer on the show today. He's shaking his head. But I'm gonna bring you on. I'm gonna bring you on now, Matt. It's Matt DeCaro. There
this
he is.
This is live now.
Yeah. We can hear everything you do now.
Fantastic.
Matt, how are you this morning?
Pretty tired.
Yeah.
Probably clipped about 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Good old waking up in the morning. I'm really excited to sing because I have no idea what my voice sounds like at this time.
Yeah, it's early. I appreciate you you know, being here and everybody listening. Obviously.
No problem.
Real quick before we get to your new album, which I have a copy of.
Woo-hoo!
And I have seen you play the songs live, and they're great. And we're gonna hear a couple of them this morning. But first, I want to say that Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Is a completely independent station that we bring to you entirely commercial free, and we survive on donations like yours. If you want to find out more about how you can support the station, you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. That's radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge.
Yeah.
Or if you want to sponsor this show,
oh,
you know, which helps me, you know, do all the administrative things and et cetera for the station.
I heard Kevin Bauer does that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He what?
He sponsors you specifically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have not been told about this.
Yeah, he wants to take over the show. So watch out for your creative content. He's just going to try to plug lo-fi for an entire fucking hour.
Oh, boy. Now that I know that's coming, maybe you don't want to sponsor. No, please sponsor the show. You can find out more about that at rfb.nyc/YPR. That's Young Persons Radio. rfb.nyc/YPR. YPR. And I also want to remind everybody that we are located right beneath Secondhand Records in Bushwick, which is an awesome, you know, as it sounds like, a secondhand record store.
If anybody comes during this show, I'll give them $5.
Yeah, yeah. Come on down. The store's not open yet.
No, $5.
It opens at noon. But if there's, you know, if there's a crowd gathering outside by the time Federico gets here at noon, that'll be all kinds of bananas for his for his business. So they're located at 1345 DeKalb Avenue, which is right by the Central Avenue stop on the M train, and like a 10-ish minute walk from the DeKalb stop on the L train. So
it's right next to some girl's apartment who I was smoking a cigarette in front of, and she was like, "Move!" So I moved, and then she went into her apartment, and I vomited a little bit of coffee. And then I sat back down and said, "Can I still sit here?" And she was like, "Ha ha, I don't want to talk to you anymore."
Radio Free Brooklyn! But Matt, your new album is Mostly Sad, Kind of Funny, which is available at mattdecaro.bandcamp.com, which is D-E-C-A-R-O.
True.
Tell me about the album. What are the songs like? What was the recording process like?
recording process is fun. I went to Matt Strickland's practice studio and recorded it there. Drank a bunch of beers. My roommate came and he sat in. Also, my friend Austin Antoine, who is a amazing rapper out in L.A., was in town for a tour. And he just came to the studio and sang on one of the songs.
Oh, nice.
Which is a fun little Easter egg.
Easter egg, yeah, sure. That's an Easter egg for people.
We should plug some of his shit. He's fucking great.
Oh. Well, why don't we?
Yeah.
This is a plug show.
Plug show.
Yeah.
Bosley.
But what is that, the name of his album?
No, isn't that the name of the If You Need Hair? Plug.
I don't know.
The number one company for hair plugs, Bosley.
It's Bosley? I mean, I'm going to have to look into that within the next year.
I applied to work there when I moved up to the city because I thought it was so funny to be a receptionist at Bosley.
It is funny. Don't get me wrong.
They said I was underqualified to be a receptionist.
Oh, stop it.
I think it's because I had a full head of hair.
Yeah, I think that's why. I think if people went in to Bosley and they were like, this kid's got more hair than I do, they would march right out of there. Or it could be a thing where you are like, you're like, I use Bosley and look what happened to me.
I would put on some like fake like scalp makeup to make it look like these were all sewn into my head.
Well, that's just, I'm going to need, you should try and work there now because I'm going to need their product any day.
Are you losing it? I'm losing mine a little bit.
Yeah. It's just sort of going up the sides. You know, I've got like a little Dracula widow's peak going on right
now. Yeah, I'm losing my sides. I wear a hat every day. That probably doesn't help.
I don't think it does.
No.
Because I work at an after school program and I do these school pickups and I'm wearing a hat because it's colder now. And I got to the school and I took it off and I was like, oh,
yeah.
I had to go to the bathroom. I had to fix myself.
Every day when I take a shower, I have to clean the drain because I lose enough hair every time I take a shower.
Every day?
Yeah, that it clogs the drain.
It clogs the drain anew every day.
Every time. There's a corner in the bathtub of just my hair that like my roommate or myself has to scrape out and chuck in the corner.
Good God. I'm lucky that I am still in the mindset that I've been in most of my life where I'm like, oh, I have hair, but I don't think about it when I go out on the town. Because if I was thinking about it, it would be the end. It would be the end for sure. Matt, let's hear some songs. Let's hear some songs and then we'll talk about them.
Okay.
Do you have one that you want to start off with? I noticed, I'll do this thing that like they do on radio shows. Like, I notice you've got your guitar with you.
No, it's left here. Someone it's took like, it.
You know that there's that Ed Helms interview on WTF where Maren, he usually does that, like, I noticed you got your guitar, and then he goes, I've noticed you got your banjo with you. And then then he plays that.
Banjo. I'd like to learn that.
Yeah. And anyway, let's hear some songs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's my warm-up every time.
By the way, folks, if you wanna call in and give us a chat while Matt is playing, the number again is 718-682-7322. That's 718-682-7322. And you can talk to me. You can talk to Matt after he plays. And let's hear it. Matt, take it away.
Yeah, also, if you want to call in the middle of a song and tell me, I only called to interrupt your song. That's also fine.
I have a little control over when.
Okay, good. It's not just like override the system.
No, I can decide when they get on. But you know what? Now that you open the door to it, if we get one, by all means.
Interrupt the fucking thing and you can finish it.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to play a new song, probably one of my newer ones, because it's slow and it's early. I'll start in a second, but I found myself writing, the album's called Mostly Sad, Kind of Funny, and I find myself leaning towards Mostly Sad lately, and like I'll maybe throw a punchline in the end of the song, but they're no longer peppered, it's just like a dessert, and I'm okay with it, I've stopped caring about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess this is called Bike Song. I don't know. I haven't named it yet.
Okay.
I got caught in the rain, got caught in the rain, biking home. Listening to R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet on my phone. Probably the happiest I felt all month long. And I didn't think about you till I was drunk all alone. But I'm not gonna die without talking to you. I'm not gonna die without talking to you. I'm not gonna die without talking to you. It's the last thing I do. I got caught in the rain, I got in the rain, biking home. Listening to my friend's music that is so much better than my own. Probably the coolest I've felt all month long. I bet you're listening too, 'cause I showed you all his songs. But I'm not gonna die without talking to you. I'm not gonna die without talking to you. I'm not gonna die without talking to you. If it's the last thing I do. I got caught in the rain, I got in the rain, biking home. Listening to nothing, 'cause my phone died on the road. Probably the worst I felt all month long. 'Cause I was stuck with my thoughts about thinking how we were gonna be in love and grow old. Better hurry up. 'Cause I am gonna die before I hit 65. 'Cause everyone in my family dies before they hit 65. And if they're still alive, then they were never in my life. So I'm not gonna save no 401k. I'm gonna die. It'll be the last thing I do. Hey,
yeah. Yeah. Matt DeCaro, right here on Young Persons Radio, Young Radio Free people. Brooklyn. I'm Colby Smith talking to Matt DeCaro, indie darling. Maybe. Your album is mostly sad, kind of funny, and it's available now at mattdecaro.bandcamp.com. I love that song.
Thanks, man.
You did it. I think you did it at the last Lo-Fi.
I did. I have to write new songs for that.
In case anyone's listening who doesn't host a show at Legion, Lo-Fi... Lo-Fi is sort of—it's a roughly monthly sketch show,
it's
right?
Monthly.
That Kevin Bauer and David Raffalides host, and you guys have so many great people working on that show.
It's funny. We all start when we started. None of us were friends. I mean, I knew like maybe four people in the cast. I showed up the first rehearsal an hour late in my stupid fucking black leather Letterman jacket.
Yeah,
with a 12-pack. To the UCB training center. Oh, and I said, sup, motherfuckers. I heard this is Lo-Fi. And I cracked a beer and I was drinking in there. And Kevin's like, you can't do that. And I was like, I heard this was a punk show.
Yeah.
But we're friends.
Yeah, no. they have a... have a no drinking in the classrooms policy there.
Yeah, there he's like, you have to make sure you get all those empties. So I was like, I'm going to hide them.
It's, you know what, it's every bit as hard to book space there as it is to take a class there.
Yeah.
And for a similar price. but yeah, that show is that show is incredible. Is there another one? There's not one before the new year, right?
No.
The next one's in
month
January.
Off to go drink in a house, I think.
Yeah, well. Yeah, that's every sketch troupe has to do that.
Yeah.
Is the word troupe bad?
I think it's trope.
I just wondered if it was like demeaning for me to call you guys a sketch troupe.
Yeah, like whether it's on the same level as skit, like a sketch troupe that
yeah,
does.
No,
skits.
I definitely don't want to do that.
I'm cool with it. My dad always calls and it's like, hey, how was your skit last night? I think it's so funny. Yeah. Like my skit was great. He's like, you still doing that guitar skit?
As if you do the same one every time?
Yeah, I think he thinks I'm Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great. I've been watching a bunch of those old Steve Martin TV specials because my roommate has a box set of them. And there's in Steve Martin's best show ever, there's a point where he just tap dances for 5 minutes.
It's fantastic.
With, I forget the guy's name, but like just like a world-renowned tap dancer. And they just tap dance. And there's no joke to it. It's just like, here's the thing I can do. Then he tap dance.
You watch some of his old stuff, and like he was like maybe the first to do like alt hack comedy.
Yeah.
And like now we've progressed so far into that world that like you like hear his jokes and you're like, that's fucking that alt hack sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
What are you not naked?
Yeah, it has like it is one of those things that's been like so influential that it doesn't have the staying power.
It's like watching Lethal Weapon. You're like, oh, buddy, this is a buddy cop movie. And wait, no, it's the first buddy cop movie that they created this concept from.
Yeah, exactly. It's like all the stuff, all the like tropes about buddy cop movies are there, but they're presented completely earnestly.
Yeah, because
like this is your new partner, and he's crazy.
I hope like there's like they always say like, oh, you're the music you listen to now is going to be in car commercials when you're a parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know what hour this new movie came out. This is now a trope.
I know.
I hope it's shit like The Room.
Yeah. Yeah, The Room. Wait, you mean the movie The Room is in car commercials?
Yeah.
Right, it's like now the new Toyota Camry with 0% APR financing. You're tearing me apart, Lisa. I can't believe I'm doing Room jokes on this show.
I don't care about that movie.
It's fine.
We're talking about the little kid or the cult one.
The cult one. The one with like by Tommy Wiseau.
I presented the joke as being the little kid one,
right?
Where in the future they just do all these like movies that are like, oh, whoa, we got a little kid and he got abducted. And that is like a trope. And you're like, oh, I've seen so fucking movies.
Yeah. I feel like, especially in like kids centric movies from the 90s, I feel like every kid has that like weird, like there's a dead parent.
Yeah.
And they have like long hair.
Yeah.
You know?
You think they started growing it before or after the death? For how long it is, they have to have been encouraged.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. It's like a grief coping mechanism. It's just like, my dad died. I'm never cutting my hair again.
He had long hair when he was my age.
Yeah. Let's get some calls coming in, people. 718-682-7322. 718-682-7322. Call into the show. You got me. You got Rockstar Matt DeCaro in here. That's not every day. I mean, I'm here every week, but I love it when you guys call. Matt's only here for this week. I mean, maybe you come back. Maybe you come back sometime.
Yeah, I mean, I live pretty close.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I can vomit outside of the studio every morning. I vomit all the time.
Do you really?
Really. Whenever I'm feeling uncomfortable, whether physically or emotionally, I just vomit.
See, I feel like a lot of people have like an anxiety about vomiting. They're just like, oh, I'm getting nervous. I hope I don't throw up. But you embrace it.
I'm getting nervous. I hope I throw up because then it feels like that has left my body.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But this morning it was just too much acid.
Yeah, well.
the coffee was very acidic.
That would also do it. 718-682-7322 is the phone number. That's 718-682-7322.
You vomited, Goldman.
Last time I vomited? You mean not from, like, food poisoning?
Whatever you want.
Well, I mean, the last time...
Is the food poisoning one better than the one before?
Well, I was just going to say, the actual most recent time is just, like, I had bad Indian food. But the best time is last New Year's Eve. It was like 3 a.m. and everything hit me at once. And I found my roommate and I said, you need to take me home I was like very serious, and he was like, okay. Like there was no like, ah, come on. It was like, he understood exactly what I needed. And so luckily the party we're at is only like three stops away from where I live. And, I puked in the subway grate.
Oh,
as I got out of the train, I like got out of the train and I like just found like on the platform, the like little tiny ones.
Okay.
That
so
are,
you're
like,
underground. You're
yeah,
not like,
I was underground.
In danger of hitting
no,
people
I didn't,
waiting.
I didn't puke on in the grate. And then it like probably fell down and hit somebody. I was like on the platform.
You know,
it was, yeah, it was rough. It was maybe, it was probably the worst ever.
I think
me.
This might be the number one city for getting some kind of bodily fluid on you while walking.
Yeah.
I piss on the Williamsburg Bridge, over the bridge, onto cars.
Yes.
Because I think it's very funny, and I imagine somebody has their moonroof.
I have seen you, I have maybe not on the Williamsburg Bridge, but I have seen you do this.
I pee everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the hardest part about my dad visiting for the holidays. As I drank the same amount, but I can't piss on the street while walking with my dad
with
to the pizza place.
Yeah, that would be deeply troubling.
He walked so slow. I left him once like three blocks away and ran to my apartment. I like threw. I was like, I'll leave the key in the door. I have to pee so badly. I have just a spoiled bladder.
Yeah.
Whenever I have to go, it's like, oh, you will go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I did this to myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We,
like so many things.
We are our own. We are our own worst enemies.
We are our own public enemies.
Should we? Yeah. Should we hear another song?
Sure.
You want to play another one?
Yeah. What do I want to play? You have a request?
I'll tell you what I'm not going to request.
Okay, cool.
And that's Long Island City Hotel, because I know you don't like that
Thank
one.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Is it because it's long?
Okay. It's like, it's a you have to really, like, I can't just casually play
yeah.
that, you know?
You got
to
commit
to it. It's like, here, you
it.
Want this whole thing. You also want me to feel shitty at the end of it.
Sure,
Do
yeah.
Do you know that there's a part two to that song?
No.
I'll play it and then tell you the part two.
Oh, man. Oh, this is a scoop. You guys don't understand
Devin
how
Talbot,
rare
are you
this
listening
is.
Right now? Should I? I'll text you. Wait, let me text you real quick.
Who is this?
The girl the song's about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll text her to call in.
Yeah, have her, let's tell her to listen and then call and give her the number, which is 718-682-7322. That's 718-682-7322. That's the call in number.
I got this new phone and it doesn't have any of my contacts in it. So all of my contacts are in a email to myself.
Oh.
So whenever I need to call someone, I have to scroll through 250 attachments on this one email.
Yeah.
To find it and download it, so thus it's on my phone.
Yeah, years ago, when I was just moving up here, I got a new phone as like a birthday present. I have a summer birthday, so I got it as a birthday present, and then like promptly moved here. But I didn't know that you could just take it to a store, like to an Apple store, or even just like your carrier, and they would transfer them for you.
Wait, what the fuck?
Wait. What?
I'll do that.
Yeah, you could do that.
I'm wasting fucking time.
Yeah. So I manually made this like Word document of everybody's contacts, which I'm sure I still have it somewhere in the depths of my hard drive, which let me tell you is crowded.
I'm texting this girl that the song is about.
Uh-huh.
What's that number one more time?
718-682-7322. That's 718-682-7322 here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Young Persons Radio. I am your host, Colby Smith, this Sunday and every Sunday until the end of time.
I just texted, hey, call this number.
Oh, good. Good.
She won't know what it's about.
Do you want? Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, okay. If she calls in.
Would it be fun if I played this all one step up?
I mean, whatever makes it more fun for you.
I think doing it either very softly or very loud, I'll decide halfway through which way I want to do it.
Let me know if you're going to do it loud. I just pointed to the board when I said that.
Okay.
Listeners.
I'm really only playing this in case you're listening.
Mm.
Who's the you? Okay. You were the hot one, I was the weird one. You only got hotter and only got weirder. You got arrested when you were a freshman. I wrote you snuff stories when you were suspended. You were the hot one, I was the weird one. You only got hotter, I only got weirder. You got arrested when you were a freshman. I wrote you snuff stories when you were suspended. You're the captain of the cheerleader squad, and I just played frisbee a lot. We were together for homecoming, but only when I helped you pick out your dress. So true, so sad. We never went dancing. We never went dancing. But your parents always liked me the best. Oh, wait, she texted me back. You have an iPhone, question mark? You were the hot one. I was the weird one. You only got hotter. Only got weirder. You got arrested when you were a freshman. Arrest you snuff stories when you were suspended. Just Colby, ready?
You were the hot one, I was the weird one. You only got hotter, I only got weirder. You were arrested when you were a freshman, and I wrote you snuff stories when you were suspended.
Oh, so good. Hadn't seen each other in like 6 years. Heard you work in the sky, selling rich people wine and beers. Hit me up when you were in my city to see what became of me. And we went out drinking, did so much drinking. And there came a moment where you said, shut up and kiss me, and I did. That's like a movie thing. It's like, just shut up and kiss me. And I was like, I've wanted to do this for so long. but let me get back to the narrative of the song instead of this ad lib. So then I had to leave. So this girl texted me and said, hey, I'm in the city. Do you know a good bar in Manhattan for happy hour? Of course not. Of course. I said, oh, you know a good bar in happy hour? It's close to where you work. That's the only reason why you would get a drink in Manhattan for happy hour. So I recommended someplace after I yelped it. I've never been there before. So I'm there and I leave. So if you invite me to a birthday party, I may or may not go. Nope. If you invite me to a party, I may or may not go. If you invite me to a birthday party, I'm going to make it. So I leave the shitty bar in Manhattan and I take the subway back to Brooklyn. And when I get out of the subway, you keep calling and you keep texting. So I got in the cab, something I never do, to go to a hotel room in Long Island City. So a thing I mean, I'm just giving more ad-libs about the story. So when I got out of the subway, my phone was dying. So I became one of those people I've seen but never have been before where you go to a bodega, buy a charger, and then you're in there charging your phone. Be like, dude, like, I only need like 5 more minutes. And you're like taking calls in the bodega. And you're like, yeah, I guess I'll get a sandwich. So I take this cab into Long Island City, which is a lot closer than you think. This is the first time I ever went to Long Island City. I'm not sure why it's not in Queens. besides the point. So I get in this cab, and I'm driving there, and she keeps calling me. She's calling me the entire time. And she's like, are you coming? Yes. Are you coming? Yes. And then the cab driver's like, should we stop and get flowers? I'm like, we are past that point. Super great cab driver. We get to the hotel. Also, very easy to get into a hotel. You could just go there and say, I'm going to go to a room. And they don't look at your ID. They don't give a shit. So we're talking the entire way up to her hotel door. And then I am knocking, and I'm calling. And I can tell you fell asleep. I can hear your fucking phone ringing. And I'm so fucking mad. Someone from down the hall says, hey, can I help you? And I say, obviously not! Together, Colby! You were the hot one. I was the weird one. You only got hotter. I only got weirder. You got arrested when you were a freshman. I wrote you snuff stories when you were suspended. You were the hot one. I was the weird one. You only got hotter. I only got weirder. You got arrested when you were a freshman. I wrote you snuff stories when you were suspended. Perfect. Call me.
Oh, I'm so glad that I came through for you. I was terrified. Terrified, Matt.
Yeah.
This is beyond karaoke, the first time I've sung in public. That's not true. That's not true. Have we done karaoke before together? I don't think we have.
I don't think so. What's your go-to?
Strickland and I love Cobra Club. Right here in Bushwick off the Jefferson L. So I'll give them a quick plug. They do a great karaoke night on Fridays and Saturday nights. They got a big back room with a stage, and it is so loud.
Oh, yeah.
It's the greatest.
What's your go-to song?
Oh, sorry.
No. I enjoyed that answer.
You know, lately I've been doing Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
Yeah, that sounds like a Ewan Strickland song.
Yeah, it's it's good. It's fun.
That's great.
And it sits right in my range. I love karaoke so much. It's the best. Although I will say, Cobra Club is maybe the only... otherwise, I will insist on a private room.
I don't care for the private room.
See, I prefer it because you don't have to, like, sit through people you don't know and they're, like, trying to sing Total Eclipse of the Heart. You know? You got an... Okay. I'm going to give out the number one more time. 718-682-7322. That's 718-682-7322. I got these phones working now, people. Everybody was like, I'm just hearing silence. I'm just hearing silence when I call in last week. But now it's working perfectly.
Brian, you texted me. Brian, I know you're listening.
Oh, man.
Ha, ha, ha. Abby just heard that song for the first time. Now, both people who were there for the first telling of that story have heard it.
What?
When I actually came back from that night, I went back to my apartment and I went on a fucking tear.
Sure.
I was so angry.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And I'm just fucking yelling, and it was like one of the like first times Brian, my old roommate, asshole, was hanging out with his girlfriend Abby, great person. And I just came home, and I just fucking went on a tear about my whole entire night, and I'm fucking yelling. I must have left 20 voicemails on that phone. She's great. Brian doesn't deserve her. You hear me, Brian?
Wow.
Call in if you think I'm wrong. If you don't, I'm going to assume you agree.
Call in and defend yourself, Brian, at 718-682-7322. That's 718-682-7322. We're coming into the last chunk of the show now.
What?
We've got a good, 15 minutes left. Yeah. Yeah.
Do they normally go this fast?
Yes. Yes, they do. It's a thing that I have learned. That they go very fast.
Wow.
We got a caller. I wonder if it's Brian. Caller, welcome to the show.
Well, I think I have to defend myself.
There he is. Brian, welcome. This is Brian, everybody. Brian from Brooklyn.
Brian from Gowanus.
Yeah.
So you think you deserve your girlfriend?
Good God.
Yeah, I think so. I think she would agree. She can give a better opinion.
She's right there. I hear her laughing. Did you guys have sex this morning or last night?
Wow.
You guys have a lot of sex. I used to hear it all the time. It sounded great. Abby sounded like she really enjoyed it. Brian didn't say a word. Brian, quiet fucker.
I mean, do you want to give a review?
Would you mind putting the phone on speakerphone and just having sex?
No.
And we'll put that on the air?
No.
Yeah.
Listen, I know this is an internet station. But that doesn't mean there are no rules.
Yo, this is, what's Howard Stern? Yeah, we'll fight him.
Howard Stern, it's just Howard Stern.
What's Howard Stern?
He's on Sirius.
You gonna plug Sirius?
No, I'm not plugging Sirius. Actually, if Sirius, I'm a radio professional. If they wanna give me a free subscription, that would be amazing. I feel like in order to get any bang for your buck, you need to have a car to get a Sirius subscription. Any thoughts on that, anybody?
Brian, you still there? You gonna bail me out of this one?
I'm not going to bail anyone out of that one. That was a statement that's just going to hang there.
All right. Well, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well. We got some bacon, egg, and cheese. We got to eat, so we're going to have to go.
Oh, is it getting cold?
Brian?
Oh, you hang up?
What Brian, asshole? say anything.
What?
Hello.
Oh. Brian, can you do some magic over the phone?
I just hung up on him. I just hung up on him.
So I texted the girl that the song's about, and I said, you only have 10 minutes left to call.
Yeah.
And she said, I wish I could, but I'm on a plane. So I'm not lying.
What?
She does work for that.
Oh, I see. That's right. She's a flight attendant. You mentioned that in the song. You say it so poetically.
Can they FaceTime into here?
Can they FaceTime? I mean, I won't be able to see the face, but...
I'm going to tell you, use FaceTime audio. I've heard that's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, if she wants to... Yeah, she can... She can die. Actually, that would be very cool if we got a call from
I think it'd
a
be great.
Plane.
Call from a plane.
Oh, yeah. What airline?
JetBlue.
She got good miles? I bet she's got great miles.
Oh, she's got the best miles. I pay more. Every time I fly,
uh-huh.
Doesn't matter what the cheapest ticket is, I'm going to buy a JetBlue.
Yeah, just in case. Oh, wow. So, yeah, wow. That would be incredible.
Yeah, because and then every time I do take it, I talk to the stewardesses and I'm like, "Hey, do you know Devin Talbot?"
Yeah,
and they're like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "If she's on this plane, tell her I miss her."
Aww.
And they're like, "Please go back to your seat. This is our area."
Yeah, I haven't flown in a while, but I once took a flight that was flight 420.
Get the fuck out of here
to California, and
was Snoop. Somebody,
no, but I heard one of the flight attendants go, so should we keep the no smoking sign off?
I took a plane once from San Francisco to LA,
mm-hmm.
and I booked it because it left at 4:20.
Yeah.
And when we got to the airport so early, and I went up to the guy, I was like, yo, man, I'm supposed to leave at 4:20. Sick. But can I please get bumped up earlier? I was like, I booked it just as a joke, but it's really late.
Yeah. I think there's like, you can switch, you can do like standby like that, can't you?
Oh, yeah. And the guy thought, he got it.
For is it a fee?
No, man. I also always fly in a suit.
Oh, interesting.
So I get bumped up. I get bumped up often.
Because of the suit?
Because of the suit.
You think
imagine they think I'm a programmer.
Yeah. Yeah. And they love programmers at JetBlue.
If you're like in a suit and you look dirty and young, you're a programmer.
I hear so many like I do not work in IT. I don't know people who work in IT really, but I hear
it won't work.
Uh oh,
this girl's not going to call in.
No,
so
she's
sorry.
Not going to call in. That would have been crazy.
Oh my god, that would have been. This show.
And then we reconnected on this radio show. I want more love connections to call in. I want you to call in and be like, hey, if anybody's listening, or if like so-and-so's listening, just know that like listener,
yeah,
this listener's like got the hots for you.
Hey, Catherine DeClaire, do you want to call in and see if you want to go on a date with me again? I probably haven't asked in like a season. I figured I'd wait till spring.
She listens to this show.
Yeah, fuck yeah. What's up, Catherine DeClaire?
All right. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else want to call in and give this a go? 718-682-7322. There is still time. There is still time to call in. And don't make me get mad.
Yeah. Someone call in and say, "Hey, Colby, what you doing later? I'm trying to get lunch." If someone calls in and says, "Hey, Colby, what you doing later? I'm trying to get lunch. I'll pay for lunch."
Wow.
If you guys go out to lunch, I will pay for your lunch.
Blank check?
Blank check.
Go to the Waldorf Astoria?
Shit. Where is that? In Manhattan?
Yeah, I think it's in the like the 50s.
Yeah, it's crazy. Why would you name something? That's like, there's like the Brooklyn Diner in Manhattan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think the Astors are like an old New York family. And I think that's where Astoria and... the Waldorf Astoria got their names. But, I mean, I'm very hazy on the history.
Love history.
My tour guide roommate, I'm sure, could do much better.
But I think him on buses.
I want you to play another song before we go to get one last plug for your album
sure.
In there, which is really great.
Thank you so much. I like it. I won't talk too much for an intro.
Because you have another album out on that same Bandcamp page from a little while ago called Older. Nah, I'm Just Cutting Onions.
Nah, I'm Just Cutting, which is my favorite name. I think that's so funny.
The artwork for that was awesome. Who did that?
Andy did.
Should we give her a plug?
Andy Adickman, you listening? We had great times. We still have good times.
I think you think that giving people plugs is like asking for dates. When really, I just want people to get in touch with them and see their work.
Yeah. Hit them up if you want them to date me again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. What the fuck was I going to say? Doesn't matter. I'll play another song that's not on the album.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. The Long Island City Hotel is on the album.
That one
so that
on
one
album.
And a bunch of other songs are available on Bandcamp.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I've recently come to terms. People are like, what do you want to do? What do you want this to end up like? Do you want to like be on blankety blank? I have stopped caring.
I think that's good.
It's so much fun, and I just make it because I like it. And sometimes I perform, and people are like, hey, that one hit me.
Yeah.
And I go, hell yeah. Have you heard about Colby's radio show?
Yes! Yes! The first, I will say this, the first time I heard you play All My Friends was at a show that I was hosting. And I know you dedicate it to whoever's hosting the show, and I was very touched by that.
Yeah, it's a fun one. I like that one a bunch. Should we play that one?
Sure, yeah.
Let's do that one.
That one is on the album, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I have a music video for that coming out.
Oh, great.
I'm so excited. I think the album is good. I think that music video is great.
How can people see it?
It's just one of these days I'm going to put it on the internet.
Okay.
I've been working a lot.
So do you have a web presence that you can point people to beyond the Bandcamp page?
No, I have very little web presence.
So just watch. Oh, yes, yes. I've heard you talk about that on another show. And I don't want to repeat. I'm not doing anybody else's deal here. It's Young Person's Radio.
Okay.
Indie. Independent.
You can still talk over this part.
Okay.
You're losing your opportunity to talk.
People should check out the Bandcamp page.
All my friends are drunk and ugly. All my friends are stupid and lovely. All my friends are big fat losers. All my friends are silly little kids. But I'm not as silly as me. I am the drunkest and most lovely. All my friends are drunk and ugly. All my friends are stupid and lovely. All my friends are big fat. All my friends are unadjusted teens. But unadjusted is me. Honestly, promise me. We'll still stay friends when you're on TV.
Oh, I love that one. That might be my favorite one. I don't want to assign a favorite one, but I really like that one.
That one's fun. It's like, it's a good time, and then it's like, that. I think about that so much, about how, like, I've lost a lot of friends over the time. Everybody does when you're like, no, you go out of touch, but you always think like the ones you make now you're gonna keep.
Yeah,
it's just no longer college based or high school based. You're like,
this is real life. Yeah, yeah.
I have anxiety that my friends will become famous and no longer talk to me.
Oh my god. Well,
right? Who doesn't?
Well, you're the only problem with that, Matt, is you're gonna beat us all there. You're the only one doing. First of all, you're the only one doing a thing that people can like go and buy right now.
Yeah.
So you're already ahead of us on that. But yeah, I love that. Thank you for playing that song.
Of course.
Yeah, we're winding the show down here. The last couple minutes. But I do want to thank everybody for listening to Young Person's Radio here.
Here.
On Radio Free Brooklyn. Matt, your album, Mostly Sad, Kind of Funny, is available on mattdecaro.bandcamp.com.
For free.
.com.
Is it for free?
Of course it's free. Everything I do is for free.
Oh, I thought there. Okay, but there's like a you can name give money price. If you want. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, yeah. You and our mutual friend Pat Wise.
Oh my gosh.
Also a great musician. Played like an album release show a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Sea Urchin, the band Sea Urchin opened up. That was awesome.
That was like one of my favorite nights.
Yeah, it was a really good show.
Yeah, like I kind of forgot that it was like a show, if that makes sense.
Where it's it
like,
does.
It didn't feel like another show at Legion.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was cool.
And like so many people came. It was a huge crowd. Like people were just like really having a ball. And you guys gave away the album. I mean, you didn't give it away. You sold it. Yeah. But on a thumb drive.
Yeah. Well, it was because the thumb drives cost.
Yes.
We made $1 each time we sold one.
Did you come away with a pretty good haul?
No.
No?
Well, all of the money that we made that night, we gave to the two camera operators who filmed it.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So, I just gave it to them. Which, oh, yeah, I got to cut together that footage. Especially for Long Island City, because that's just the footage is great for it. It's every fucking screaming.
And the whole audience is like, is just shouting the chorus of that song.
That's fun.
which, I mean, I can't tell if it's like, if it's like genuinely an audience favorite or if people know that it's not your favorite one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm okay with either.
Yeah, but people do really like. But that was great. So you'll have more dates where you can perform live. Coming up as the year ends, and then in the new year, including one tonight.
I do. Yeah. The Julian Show. I'm not sure what it's called.
I think it's called an intimate holiday gathering or intimate holiday evening. I think
if you want to watch 20 people, I'll do 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's just a ton of great people on the show, but it's tonight at Over the Eight.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah, in Williamsburg, which is closing at the end of the year.
What are all those comedians going to go to? They can't have their own place where they all book each other and suck each other's dick. Where are you going to suck each other's dick now? Legion? No, we got all the spots.
No, Legion is like impossible to book. All right, okay, listen. Before we get down this like very insidery rabbit hole, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I want to thank you so much for coming down. This was so much fun.
I had a great time.
So Matt Takaro, again, you can check him out at matttakaro.bandcamp.com.
I'll be on Spotify eventually.
Good, good. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Young Persons Radio here on Radio Free Brooklyn with me, your host, Colby Smith. We'll be back next week at this same time where our guest is the wonderful Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
Oh, my God.
She's going to be here next week in the studio taking calls and gabbing. So make sure you stick around for that. And make sure you stay tuned for Points of Order, the next show on the station, which is a really great sports talk show. We've got 13 straight hours of talk shows here on Radio Free Brooklyn on Sundays. And they're all really terrific. So stick around, especially for Mouthfeel at 8 o'clock tonight with Brock and Barry. I really like that show. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Radio ain't killing this radio. God damn it. I messed it up. Video ain't killing this radio star. All right. We're going to go out to an Elvis song. We'll be back next week. Thanks, everybody.
I'm a steamroller, baby, bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rum.